Welcome to St. Mark's Cathedral Conversations, a podcast featuring members of the St. Mark's Cathedral community in Seattle, Washington. These interviews feature lives of faith and adventure, service and connection. Here's our host, Michael Pereira.
Hello, and thank you for listening to St. Mark's Cathedral Conversations. The following interview with Paige Foreman of the Seattle Service Corps was recorded on May 22nd, and it was our first recorded interview for our brand new podcast. We at St. Mark's are very grateful to Paige for all her hard work as a member of the Service Corps and for sharing her story with us. Hello and thank you for joining Cathedral Conversations at St. Mark's. I'm here with Paige Foreman, a member of the Seattle Service Corps and someone who has the honor of being our first guest on our brand new podcast. So Paige, thank you very much for joining us. And to start, I thought we'd talk a little bit about who you are. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you found St. Mark's, which is through the Service Corps, but we'd like to hear about that. And tell us a little bit about the work and the ministries that you do in the cathedral.
I'm originally from Arizona, and I also have deep ties to New Mexico. But I came to St. Mark's from Santa Barbara, California. And I had just finished a certificate program in spirituality and social change at Pacific School of Religion. And I was going to go on to get my master's, but I got a call to ordained ministry. But before I was going to dive right into an MDiv program, I decided that I wanted experience in parish ministry before I did that. So I looked at Episcopal Service Corps, and I found this program here at St. Mark's Cathedral, and I was attracted to it for a number of reasons. Some I can explain and some I cannot. But one concrete connection is that the man who introduced me to the Episcopal Church, he was my piano and composition teacher in Santa Barbara, and he was also the organist at the local church there. He used to play the organ here at St. Mark's for 7 years, and he always talked about this place with a kind of like a nostalgic sweet feeling. So I was like, I wouldn't mind checking out that place.
He must be really happy that you've made the connection here that you have, given his own background to St. Mark's.
I actually haven't talked with him much, but he was surprised when I told him. He's like, oh yay, we'll have a great time now.
Oh, it's... Well, I'm glad you had that experience, and thank you for telling us how you got this started. You mentioned social work as one of your specializations, and social work has been really important to you, both within and without, outside of the cathedral. Can you talk a little bit about that?
About social work?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have meant with social change.
I'm sorry, social change.
Social change work, when I got to PSR, what I was interested in was the intersection between interreligious dialogue, the arts, and social justice work. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a lot to be said about how religious conflict is at the heart of a lot of conflicts in the world, a lot of wars, and addressing religious conflict through intentional dialogue and through the arts is very important, like the Israel-Palestine conflict.
Yes.
Yeah, and I worked at a Jewish magazine in Berkeley called Tikkun Magazine, and they talked about that conflict a lot. And you asked how I was involved in social change here at St. Mark's.
Yes.
Well, I'm involved with a variety of things. Like, I still continue to do interreligious dialogue in my work with Kids for Peace. Mm-hmm. What I do for them is I write curriculum on social justice issues that use theater of the oppressed techniques. And that's a a school of theater from Augusto Boal, liberation theology, that sort of thing. And I work with the Church Council. They're an ecumenical organization, mm-hmm. but they have interfaith partners on immigration justice, and I mostly do communications work and some writing for them.
Can you tell us about your first impressions of St. Mark's?
Look, Steve gave me a tour of the cathedral, me and my Service Corps people. And he said, oh, this cathedral was unfinished, and it has been since before World War II. And I said, I like that metaphor, that the church's work is never finished. And I felt attached to the organ, maybe because of my piano teacher.
Of course.
And because of how it actually looks like kind of an organ, like a pair of lungs up there that breathes life into the church.
That's beautiful. I've never thought of it like a living body, literally, biologically. But that speaks so much to what it does and what we get from that. Thank you for sharing that. That's amazing. That kind of connects to one of the next questions I want to ask, which is, tell me something that you love the most, or that resonates with you the most about your engagement with St. Mark's.
I think like what I was talking about earlier is that like where fortuities flock, where the like amazing coincidences of chance, God is likely there. And the general openness that I observed when I first got here. Like the other day, I led cathedral comments and I bombarded people with these weird and radical ideas, but they were so open and they appreciated that challenge. And that says something about the people who go here.
Hmm.
And in the church, there's always a tension between tradition and innovation. You always see that in Episcopal churches, and usually it leans towards one or the other, and one of them usually suffers. But here, even though we have our problems, it's very balanced, and I appreciate that about St. Mark's. And the commitment to justice work and how St. Mark's is very outwardly focused.
On the topic of being outwardly focused, your time at St. Mark's is unfortunately coming to an end. Can you tell us what your next steps are?
Yeah, I'll be going to Yale Divinity School. And I will start an MDiv program there. And hopefully I'll pursue ordination.
How are you feeling about that?
A little intimidated. But I'm really looking forward to it. I don't feel bad about this decision at all. Like, I feel like it's what I need to do. And St. Mark's helped me realize that and pulled me deeper into my calling.
On a related note to that question, one of the questions I'd like to ask you is if you could tell us about a moment at St. Mark's that stands out to you, something or maybe even a group of moments that really solidified this place, this community in your life, especially as it pertains to how that connects to your next steps.
I think it was my process of confirmation, but especially the moment of confirmation on Cathedral Day, when all of the churches in the Seattle area came to the cathedral for that ceremony. And I just felt so supported in that decision. when the bishop came and laid his hands on me, everybody in the community was there. And before I had jihad moments with myself and my Christianity. And I think it was my confirmation day on Cathedral Day. And I went through the confirmation process during Lent, which is a very powerful experience, but it culminated in that moment on Cathedral Day when the bishop laid his hands on me. And I had the support of my community in affirming my faith. And for some time, I wrestled with what it means to be a Christian and whether that's something that I really want to commit to believe wholeheartedly. And in that moment, I just had no doubts. And everyone was behind me in that decision. Everyone at St. Mark's that I had become connected to. And when after that moment was finished, I met Malcolm McLaurin, and he said, "Welcome home."
Wow. How did that feel for you, to be welcomed home like that?
It was grounding. I've never really felt a sense of place anywhere that I've been. But I feel a sense of place here in the church. And welcome home, that was affirming for me. It's like, yes, we belong here.
Thank you for sharing that. You know, in some ways it reminds me of my own experience at Cathedral Day a few years ago. I was still very new to the Episcopal Church at the time. And before coming to St. Mark's, I'm not sure I even knew what the Episcopal Church was. Or if I heard the term Episcopal or Episcopalian, I would just dismiss it as one of those other congregations. But to be in that cathedral, historic for all the reasons you mentioned, to be literally... To literally feel the bishop's hands on me, saying that my baptismal vows were renewed, and then to have this community of people I was still getting to know, but who were still so invested, to put their own hands on my shoulders, on my head, and to say, I forget if they said welcome home, but that spirit, that same sentiment was there, that this is now my community, this is my family, and that wherever I go, there's still going to be a place here for me. I think I get what you mean when you say it grounds you. It makes the moment feel real, and not just a welcome, but an acceptance of who you are, everything about you, to help you find the next version of yourself. It's not always easy to find that, but it happens here, I think, hopefully. Well, that does take us up to 20 minutes. Paige, I wanted to say thank you so much for your participation, for being willing to be a part of this. These are the kinds of stories that happen at St. Mark's that we don't always get to hear because there are so many people here. But if we can find little moments like this where we hear one person's voice in a way that we haven't heard before, I think in a way that brings us together, and hopefully it helps us understand more about what makes this place work. And so thank you so much for doing this. And I think we are really going to miss you once you leave us, but we are a better place for your being here. That is for sure. Thank you again.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Our music was performed by Michael Kleinschmidt on the Flintrop organ at St. Mark's. Michael Pereira and Andrew Himes produced the podcast, and we hope you'll visit stmarks.org. So long.